Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 53. Let's talk a little bit about Barovam and a little bit about light. The Gemara cites a brisa. If people were sitting in the study hall after Shabbos and light was brought in, they shamay say that each one recites a blessing over it for himself, while Beis Hillel say that one recites the blessing on behalf of all, because it is written, Berov Am Hadras Melech, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. From this short excerpt, I feel like we could actually learn two things. Number one, always bring light into your life. We talk about the idea of raising the material, raising into spirituality. Take what you do every day and raise it from the mundane into the spiritual. That's the idea of making brachos to begin with. But also along with that, look how these people were sitting in the hall after Shabbos, and then the light was bringing in. By them studying, they had the light. Torah Zuorim, this was the light. And they extended Shabbos. Don't feel too quick to end Shabbos. Don't rush to end Shabbos. A lot of times, even if the kids are running around crazy and we're just running around, we still try to let the Shabbos stay in. People are rushing to get Shabbos over with. Why? Shabbos is fantastic. It is the best part of the week. And extending Shabbos, Tosefa Shabbos, not doing it as a din, but just doing it as a bli neder, is such a nice thing. Don't let Shabbos be taken away so quickly. Let it ebb out. And that's the idea also of lighting candles from the Havdalah candle. I think it was seen in the Jewish press from Rabbi Weiss from Staten Island. And that's a nice idea that is really good to do also. That's how you see all these people were studying and they were going, and the Malava Malka wasn't just sitting around and schmoozing, but they were actually learning, a nice thing to do on Saturday nights, Motzi Shabbos, and in general. But besides for that, the idea of Barov Am Hadras Melech, doing things with the multitude of people, as many people as you can. Don't make breakaway minions from breakaway minions from breakaway minions. As much as possible, try to stay in one minion with the most amount of people possible. Try to do one big shir with the most amount of people possible, because that glorifies Hashem's name. That gives glory to Hashem. That's why in one of the shuls I daven in, they don't have any other minions except for that one, because they want all the people possible. Even in the early minion I go to sometimes, one major room for one minion, not many, many, many minyanim. That's why it's good to do things with as many people as possible, join in with as many people as possible. That's why the wonderful Siyum HaShas had so, so many people, and it brought real glory to Hashem. So remember to bring light into your life with the Torah. Extend Shabbos. Don't let it run away so quickly. Ebb it out nice and slow, and do whatever you can to do Barov Am Hadras Melech to bring glory to Hashem as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 54 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T. Yeah.